I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earthquake survivors in Nepal face a long list of dangers: tremors, monsoon season, disease. Now, aid agencies are adding another one to that list: human trafficking. Vision Beyond Borders' Wes Flint.
There's always perpetrators trying to abduct these girls. They use different means and manipulation, and sometimes they'll even offer to marry a young girl, and then later that young girl will find themselves being sold into sex trafficking.
Pray for believers as they protect as many girls as they can and offer the hope that only Christ can provide. Speaking of which, Pastor Mark dreamed that someday the Haitian church would mobilize into missions. 2 years after his untimely death, that dream is finally becoming a reality. The former Operation Mobilization International missionary laid the foundation, and now six Haitians have joined OM full-time this year, where they'll work to grow the Haitian church. Pray that they would build on Pastor Mark's groundwork, or learn how you can help keep his ministry alive by visiting missionnews.org. And a 14-year project is coming to a close, according to Wycliffe Bible Translators USA, and they're throwing a party next week. The Bandayel people group of Senegal is finally getting a translation of God's Word. Wycliffe's Wolfgang Berndt says they're partnering with Faith Comes by Hearing so the people can listen to the New Testament in their heart language.
They have done actually the audio recording this year in February, I think, based, of course, on our New Testament text. And it was done with the translators and some other key persons they chose afterwards.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, the 21st century has four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are and help you tackle them. Get your copy of the new white paper explaining these four trends and what you can do about them. Follow the Haggai link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.